Hey, good morning.
Hi.
How is everything?
Fine.
I hope you're having a good day.
Or a good night. Anything.
So, my question to you.
Yeah.
You know, right now I'm like so excited about to talk about this topic. So, let's dive deep into it.
Okay.
What is the best animal to have as a pet?
Like, in my opinion, or like, what do you mean?
I would say...
Or like, utility-wise, like they protect you or something.
But if it is protecting you, it is a pet or it is like your guard, like a guard dog or a guard
cat? I mean, it's still
cat.
Your pet, right?
First, talk about like what is your preference and then we can just dive deep into it.
I would say a good pet to have is something or like a pet you don't need to take too much care of, like a fish. Like it's just there, you feed it. But actually, a fish is kind of difficult because you have to change out the water like... kind of regularly, and that's kind of difficult.
You can buy like filters and they regularly like they filter out the things. I don't think in that case you have to change, right? Or do you have to? I don't know. I'm not a fish tank guy.
I never had a fish. I had a friend who had like a big fish tank, and she told me like they have to change it out pretty often. And you also have to have like some special like lights and things for the
fish. Do they do with the fish water?
I don't know. I think they just pour it like down the drain or something.
Really?
Yeah. And they just put new.
I would say like you can like some people can sell it as a bath water, you know, like.
Like a fishy bath water.
Fishy bath water, you know, that's like disgusting. People are gonna go crazy, you know.
I'm sure some people, yeah. But I don't know, like.
More business ideas, guys. See.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship 101.
We've got your back.
I got a fish tank.
Yeah, but for me, like. I've only had cats and dogs as pets, so I don't know other like types and how good they would be as a pet. But I like having a cat because it's kind of just always there. And you don't need to take it outside, and usually it's comforting. But with a dog, it's like you have to go outside, and they're kind of disgusting, so I don't know. I just don't like dogs that much.
What do you think about having an ostrich as your pet?
Like inside my home or like in my garden or something?
I don't know, it's up to you. Imagination is your best friend.
I feel like I should let it go outside as well, right? Otherwise it's like so cruel.
Yeah, okay, let's say okay it is outside as well.
I don't know, they're kind of scary. I don't know if it's ostrich or emu, but like when
it's emu. Ostrich is not dangerous, okay? I can just say without even thinking about it. Yeah, so, tell me the story.
I saw this video on TikTok of this woman who has like a lot of these emus. Like she has like a whole like pen of them. And they're like very aggressive. Like they can try to run into you unless you like stop them. Like they try to kill you.
That's emu. Yeah. Ostrich are very shy, you know?
Yeah, so I don't know about ostrich, but they're both ugly. I wouldn't want to have an ugly pet.
Ostrich are ugly?
Yeah.
Come on, you know, since I'm young, I wanted to have a ostrich and I want to ride an ostrich. Imagine you go to somewhere, you're riding an ostrich. Isn't it cool?
No. See, it's so ugly.
You see, if you do like super close up, even everything is ugly, you know?
Even from
it's
far away.
It's pink and black. It's a cool combination with white somewhere, you know? It's a beautiful combination.
Okay, sure. That's your opinion.
It is a very, expert says that ostrich is a very beautiful bird. Very beautiful
bird. Sure. I see what they mean. Actually, it's kind of cute.
I'll be honest, it looks like his wife left him. And his kids died.
It looks like a girl.
No, he looks like he's jobless, you know? Like something bad happened like again and again, like multiple times.
Yeah, okay, the look of disappointment. Yeah.
The look of depression, I would say.
Yeah. They're okay. What about a snake?
As a pet?
Yeah. People have?
Yeah. See. Those people are scary, dangerous, and psycho people. Like, why?
I mean, some people have spiders as well.
Like, what type of spider? Like dangerous ones?
Obviously not. Like, I don't know the exact names, but I've just seen in like little lizards.
See, some people have like snakes and they try to take their venom and they sell it, okay? Respect to the hustle, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And most of the time they're some sort of an expert on those topics, you know, they have studied snakes for like a big amount of time. So they are not like doing something out of the blue. Sometimes some people do and they end up in a difficult or bad situation called death.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was years ago I was reading a newspaper and in the newspaper there was about this girl. She had a python, pet python, and basically it killed her, you know.
Oh my
So
gosh.
what happened is like she didn't close the box properly. It crawled out and it was night. She was in the bed and it went to the bed and in the morning she was found dead.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it is
I
scary.
mean, personally, I would never have a snake.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they're pretty, but
Yeah, they
like
look
from
pretty, yeah.
far away.
From far away, yeah. Like not in the range that they can come and like harm me actually.
Of course.
What about a donkey?
I would rather just have a horse.
No.
What?
It is like for the people who like horses,
Yeah.
but they are poor enough to only get a
A donkey.
donkey. Yeah.
I can like disguise it as a horse, you know,
Like how?
I don't know. I saw there's like
What are the differences between a horse and a donkey? I
I
mean,
saw
I
like
am
some
sure there
horse was
are.
like painted blue, so I can just like make the donkey look like,
Horse painted blue.
yeah, for a movie.
To look like a donkey.
No, it was just to be a blue horse.
Donkeys are slower, less powerful than a horse, but they are extremely intelligent animals. Then why everyone says you're like a donkey, huh? They have strong. Oh my god.
Oh, it's kind of cute.
You know. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it looks like a rabbit.
Yeah, but it also looked like a kangaroo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. But see, horse is like cool and masculine. Like, ooh.
Yeah,
But this is
and
like, it looks like a silly guy.
but look at the mule. It looks like Sigma. Look at it. It
It
looks like
does.
Sigma.
The
He like
jaw.
the jaw, you know?
Oh my god. Yeah, that's true. It has like eyeliner.
All of them have this type of eye, you can see that.
Mean, yeah, but it looks coolest on that one.
Long ear, short ear, okay.
Yeah, horses still look best.
Of course, yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a horse, actually. Like, it can go anywhere.
With a horse? You can go with the donkey as well.
I mean, does it have good stamina? I don't
I mean, they have thin legs. What do you think? They have good stamina?
Yeah.
But they have thick neck, you know?
So,
I don't
what
know.
will I do with it?
I don't have any idea, but I'll show you. Wild ass.
What is this?
So these wild ass, they have a beautiful color actually. They look like deer color. That
That's
is
true,
the
they are pretty.
they are the only this type is only found in western part of India. Yeah.
Wow. It is really cool.
Yeah. It is cool. And they're wild, you know, they're not like domesticated or something. So they're very, what can I say? They run all day, they do these things, you know, bask in the
I mean,
sun.
good for them. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, I want to see the stamina of a donkey. Horses are made for speed and donkeys are made for endurance. A donkey's ability to go on forever will always win out over a horse. So they have. Wow.
Wait, donkeys are more intelligent. They have more stamina, right? And they have more endurance.
And remarkable strength.
Remarkable swim. And just because they look ugly, they are made fun of.
Yeah, that's how the world is, you know?
Oh my god. But they don't have good speed, you know, like that thing in mind.
That's kind of bad, but I mean, if they can go on forever.
That's true, yeah.
So, yeah, donkey doesn't sound too bad. I never thought I would say that.
Wow, yeah, me too. What about any other animal? Which is kind of weird animal or interesting animal. Like anything you can think of as a cool one, we downgrade it basically. Like a fox.
Fox is cool.
Fox is cool?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I said that they're cute.
Like a wolf. Wolves are cool. But we'll talk about a jackal. Yeah, a jackal.
Okay. I don't know. It's kind of like a dog.
That is kind of a dog. What is the height difference between a jackal and a dog?
It just looks like a family picture. And Fox is like, yeah, stupid kid.
Yeah, you're right.
And then like mom and dad and the two brothers. Yeah. And it's like the younger sister.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
A jackal is smaller than a fox? Wow.
I don't know much about them.
Can we see more pictures of them?
Oh, it's kind of ugly.
What is ugly in it?
This face.
They look like a normal dog, don't they?
It does not look like a normal dog. Okay, maybe in this picture. It's cute. But in some, it's just,
like
when
a,
it opens its mouth, it's ugly.
It's like a wolf from Wish.com.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I don't really like it.
Are they dangerous? If they're smaller than a fox, are jackal real? Wait. Are jackal real? There was like, we have to see that question. Black jackal are not typically known to attack humans, but they may become aggressive if threatened and provoked. Jackals are not friendly animals. Fear avoid human. If the force when travel human will captivity, they may behave aggressively. Jackals are small and agile. They move swiftly and catching them require too much movements for larger carnivore. They may save their energy for more worthwhile prey. If the other carnivore target them, they will likely run quickly or even show aggression, which makes them not worth it. So,
are jackals real? That's, I need to know that.
Are jackals dangerous to dogs? There are three jackal species: black-backed, golden, and common jackal.
Just common, like.
Yeah, it's like a common. Yeah. You're just jackal, you know.
Nothing special.
He was just a jackal, you know. And side-stripped jackal. Okay, that's like a cheap version of tiger or something.
Yeah.
They're about the size of a domestic dog. They grow to 27 to 33 inches, like 85 centimeters.
Okay.
It's just like a dog.
Yeah, it's
like a dog. So, what is the deal about them? Like,
has anyone ever had one as a pet? I've never heard of it, so.
Yeah, that's true.
What about a skunk?
Skunk?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It just came to my mind randomly.
Have you ever seen a skunk in your life?
No.
I have never.
No. They're kind of cute.
In anime or something?
No.
What is cute? They look like...
It's so cute.
What is cute in this? They're ugly as fuck.
It is...
I would say this is like a cheap version of a red panda.
I mean, red
panda...
Have
you seen a red panda?
In real life, no.
I mean, obviously. It is only found in, like, Nepal, you know?
I mean, yeah, they're so, really cute.
They are. Like, look at red panda. You would say like, yeah, they look similar.
I know.
Red panda is so cute. I would love to have it as well.
Actually, yeah. Also, like a koala or something.
Koala is lazy as hell, you know.
It's a sloth. But
koala is also a slow animal. You know that?
I know, but not as much as sloth.
I think it is a little bit more slow
really?
Than a sloth. Yeah.
No way.
Can you check which is more slow, sloth or koala? Just to make it cringe, call it koala bear.
Sloths hold the title as the slowest land mammals. The sloth sleeps around 20 hours, but the cute and cuddly yet deadly koala can sleep up to 22 hours.
Deadly koala?
I didn't know deadly they were deadly. Koala. Is this some common knowledge? I didn't know that.
What do you think about the dodo bird?
It's kind of scary.
Dodo bird is scary?
I wouldn't want to have it in my home.
Why? It looks a stupid bird.
No.
Yeah, it looks like kind of stupid. Like, you have to be kind of very stupid bird to be like beaten out of existence. What other bird you know were extinct? None. Like, look at this. Do you think it is a smart bird? I don't think so. Does it look ugly? Dangerous? Nah, dangerous. No. She comes to me like, but
it's ugly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have it as a pet. Why? What about other birds? Like a parrot?
No.
Why?
They are noisy as hell.
Yeah, they talk with you. And they copy like
everything. No. Parrot are so noisy. So my neighbor, they have parrot, okay?
Okay.
So all day they are just making noise. That's it. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Birds do.
But I like the bird which, like, I think it's called macaw or something. Not the country, okay? And they're like very big parrots. Like the species same, but they're not called parrots. They look so, and they have huge size. If you say like their size is very big.
Yeah, this is super pretty. It looks like the bird from the movie. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having this actually.
I don't like to have. I would be honest. If you have seen like people having falcons as their pets, you know.
What?
They're like very in helpful in fun hunting, you know.
Yeah, but like inside their home.
They have to keep them somewhere, right?
I thought they just keep it outside, like somewhere. I don't know.
You know Mongols.
Yeah.
They have like they have only two animals as their favorite pets. Mm-hmm. One is a horse, which they are just born with it,
mm-hmm.
and they treat the horse as their brother, you know. Mm-hmm. Not like a thing. It's like a brother to them.
Okay.
And the other thing is, they're falcon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine an army coming to you, riding on their brothers. And now, like, on their one hand, they're holding the horse. No, they don't even hold horses.
What do you mean? They don't, like, how do they stay on?
Yeah, that's the thing. So when they are born.
Yeah.
Since they're like maybe 3 months old or 3 year old, there's something three related.
Mm-hmm.
So what they would be done is like they would be tied to the horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They are wow. growing up on horses.
Okay.
Okay. So when you have your own personal horse, okay, that's your brother. So you are riding on it like all your life. They are like master riders. They don't have to like hold the horses, like obviously they have to balance themselves,
yeah.
but not like if you leave it for like this, you can have a problem. So that's why they were able to like take bow and arrow, attack that, like take a shot,
mm-hmm.
attack them and not fall off.
Wow.
That's what gave them the advantage. Interesting, right?
Yeah, I want to learn that. Is it too late for me?
It is pretty late for you. What about a pigeon? The black one, the ugly one. He's just doing this like this with his neck.
I thought they're like gray, not black.
Yeah, gray one, yeah. The bluish gray.
Not blue, they're like...
Yeah, bluish gray.
Okay. They're so ugly.
Yeah, so?
I told you I don't want an ugly pet. That's like my one criteria. Like I can't stand to look at an ugly pet. Because why do I have the pet then?
What about a camel?
Ooh. It would be cool actually.
What about like a Bactrian camel?
I don't know. What does it look like?
Let me show you.
Okay.
You know the camel? It is found in China, like in Gobi Desert, not in China. The Gobi Desert is in many countries.
Mm.
So it has double humps. And it looks much cooler than the conventional camel. Let's be honest.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you don't even have to get a seat. You just sit between the humps, you know?
Yeah.
If you're a kid, you can just like two kids can sit on one hump each, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like kind of alien, you know? Imagine, you know, the first time, Alexander.
Yeah.
He was fighting. Then he also reached this portion, like the western part of China.
Mm.
And imagine they see those camels. And they're like kind of scared, like, what is this animal? Like, where are we? It's like a magical animal or something.
Mm-hmm.
It must be so interesting to be in that place and see like everything in a new way. Like, oh, I don't think they were even aware of elephants, or were they? Because there are no elephants in that region in Macedonia. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they were fighting the Persians and they had elephants, so I don't know, but I'm not sure, like, they were marching elephants all the way to Macedonia, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but, like, things were weird before as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I'm sure nobody was using it, like, it must be so cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were people, native people, who were using it, but not like they were not aware of it. So it would be, oh my god, it would be so cool.
Yeah, I want to write it now, actually.
What about a rhino?
Oof. It would be interesting.
Hippopotamus?
They're so funny. I've seen videos of like their teeth being brushed and then being fed.
I'll be honest, hippopotamus look like a very stupid animal. Like, yeah. Very stupid animal.
They just open their big mouth and like they expect food to be thrown in.
I mean, if you train them like this, you know, if they're getting food all the time like this, obviously they would do it.
It would be kind of funny. Would you have
a hippo?
Yes.
Actually, there is an Australian man. He has a hippo as his pet. Like, I don't know, he still has it, but he got it like when he was young, and then I think he donated it to like some place because his house was getting smaller for the hippo. He even installed new doors and these things.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Yeah, respect for the guy, you know.
Yeah.
And later he was like, I think it is better like we give it there, and she can live with the same people as her. Same people, what the hell? I just make her a human. Oh my god.
I mean, to him, you know.
The thing is, she was kind of cute, I'll be honest. But, you know, because she was he actually like treated her as his daughter.
Yeah.
So, and we would call her name and she would come running. Yeah.
Oh.
She was spectacular. When I was a kid, I saw this on like TV and I was like, oh my god. Having a hippo isn't bad, in my opinion, like, after that thing.
How long do they live?
I think 3-4 years or something. I don't know how long does it take for a hippo to, like, mature properly.
40 to 50 years.
Yeah, they live long.
Wow.
What about a tortoise? They live long.
Yeah, they live super long.
Tortoise or turtle? It's turtle.
I don't know, it's pretty slow. I'm not really into that.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's like...
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, actually, yeah. In like our kindergarten, we had one.
In your kindergarten?
Yeah.
Why did you have it?
That's a good question. I think it was like one of the people who were working there, like his pet or something. So we just had it.
Wow. So were you guys feeding him too much or?
No, we weren't allowed to feed him. We were just allowed to look at him.
Wait, so people were listening to, like, your kids, you know, kids are, like, so mischievous. So.
I think some boys tried to do it, but then, like, I don't know what happened to them, but they didn't do it anymore.
Wait, what were they getting, peanut butter?
I think some, like, candy or something.
Ice cream?
No, some, like, sweets. But yeah, it was pretty cool, but it was kind of old.
What do you mean by old? They live long, you know?
Yeah, but it had lived for, like, a while.
What while? Like, it would not
like
be
like
30 older
years.
Than... 30 years? How old was the person who had it?
No, I think he got it like, it was like a family, like, turtle. Like
family turtle? Actually, yeah. Family turtle can be a thing. They live for like 100, yeah, 200
exactly.
years.
Exactly, it's like wow. Passing on.
Wow. I didn't want my grandfather to pass me a turtle. Pass me money, please.
Yeah.
A turtle is actually cool. But like, if like... You have like two brothers.
Yeah.
And both of them want the turtle with them.
Yeah.
Then we'll split her. Like what
What do you mean split?
Huh?
What do you mean split?
Like should we split like this? Like from the middle or from the side, yeah? From the middle?
Yeah.
Or from the side?
I think from the middle would be more fair. Like each one gets a half, you know? Yeah.
Okay. What is the most stupidest pet? Like, to keep it, like, it doesn't make any sense.
I saw a girl on TikTok, she had, like, an ant farm.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she had, like, a little, like, she had ordered some ants from somewhere. That's a, like, little box that's meant to be, like, a farm. Like, there's, like, some material that ants can, like, dig, I don't know. And so, she's, like, growing them now.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, there was, the queen ant, and then she put, like, two queen ants, and they killed each other.
Yeah.
And they had, like, a funeral, like, the ants had the funeral, and they, like, they were moving the bodies, and they had some, like, eggs. It was kind of cool, actually. I just don't understand why. Like, just go outside and look at ants.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some architects are, like, saying, like, we can build, like, houses like ants.
Mm-hmm.
like a more futuristic thing. I don't know it will work, how good it will work, but yeah, they're pretty ventilated and everything, so it would be fun to see. Have you ever seen a rock pet rock?
What
not
do you
Petra, mean? Pet rock.
What do you mean?
There was this guy and he was like he was selling pet rock.
A rock?
Yeah, a rock.
Like, yeah. Just from the street?
Not the street, he was like from a...
Some special place.
He was making the rock out of cement.
So,
and he was selling a nest with it. You know, like a nest?
Okay, yeah.
The home of a chicken. Yeah, a chicken home. So he was giving a chicken home.
Okay.
And the rock, that's it. And it was like, it sold a lot of numbers, you know, like big numbers.
I find that really hard to believe.
Yeah, those were different times, you know. I don't think anything like this can work now. But some did it like as a joke to their friends, like just sending them as a gift.
Okay, and that's like the worst gift you could receive.
It's like a funny like, gift.
Don't give
like
me anything.
$5, that's it. It was not costly.
Okay.
And it was like, I think 1980 or something, when people were having like economical difficulties, they wanted like something, you know. So yeah, it was like a timing thing and everything. Guys, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a pet rock. Go to Petra. Go to Petra with your pet rock.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.